Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fringe Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Kennedy.
And welcome to the Monday edition of the Fringe Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
Great. Is there going to be another edition during the week? Are we going to do two now?
Good God, no.
Why? You don't like Fringe enough to do two?
I don't have time.
You know, if there was an alternate universe, if we had, okay.
What?
Here's a thought.
What's that?
Is there another Jay?
That's a possibility.
And maybe that Jay took a different direction. And maybe that Jay was a little more energetic and could do more than one podcast a week. What do you think?
I do five podcasts.
I'm talking
a
about
week.
More. Okay, he could do six. What do you think?
No.
We
I
get
think,
the other Jay in
fine.
Here and he just realizes that he just has to go the different
Or just get the other one in here so you just like swap, you know, back and forth.
Yeah. We just need one me, but then two Jays.
Because you don't really do much else besides podcasts. So.
There you go, yeah.
No, we had another very good episode, very trippy episode. This one was like it was difficult to follow, I felt at times.
This was the first one in what, 70 episodes they've had? How many episodes have they done? 65, 70?
Yeah, a few.
That I've watched an episode twice.
Oh,
that
nice.
I actually had time.
Oh, you didn't have time for their ones? Maybe we should get the alternate you. Your alternate Jack has hair.
The problem, that and he doesn't like Fringe. He doesn't like Fringe.
I wonder what Life Choices Alternate Jack did to have hair still.
No kids.
I wonder what you look like with hair, but like, you know, 48-year-old hair.
48-year-old. I'm 49.
A 49-year-old hair.
We see that, what's his name, Jason Alexander's got like a hair transplant.
Really?
Yeah, haven't you seen it?
No.
Yeah, he was tweeting about it. He's got hair.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's weird, though. That's not his style.
Your mom goes, do you want that? And I go, no, I want LASIK surgery. That's what would make
me
want
world peace.
No, I didn't care about that. Because everyone wishes for world peace, and as much as I'd like to see that, is it ever going to happen?
You would think with that many people wishing it, it would happen, you know?
Look at Terra. Oh, you haven't seen Terra Nova yet.
No.
So never mind.
Spoiler alert.
I'm just saying.
No, it was another really good episode of Fringe. We're going to talk about it in our Fringe recap today. Have some listener feedback to get into as well. Do you have a good crackpot theory of the week? Because last week was
Yeah, what'd I do with it? Yes, I do have a crackpot theory.
Because right now, the MVP totals are me, 1, Jack, and the listeners, 0.
Oh, so now the listeners are 0.
Well, they haven't sent in a theory that was better than you or I's.
Well, I think it was better than mine.
Well, I'm saying, like, in being an MVP of the show, like, there just has to be a really good theory.
Hey, weren't we supposed to tell people something about the feed?
What about it?
That wasn't...
Oh, yeah. So the feed... we did have troubles with it, but it's back and working. People listening to this on our Lost Podcast feed. This is actually, the Fringe Podcast is one of our premium shows on the Jay and Jack Plus feed. It's only a penny to sign up for this month, and after that, it's only $2.99.
Yeah, good through August.
So pretty killer deal for five or six podcasts a week. One is this Fringe show. We also do a Jay and Jack TV, which is kind of an overview, like a sports center for TV.
Yeah.
We also have the Married Man Show, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, and the Firefly Rewatch podcast. So,
right. And more to come.
It's a lot of fun, and there will be a Game of Thrones podcast coming out in the spring, as well as a Breaking Bad podcast in the summer. So, a lot to look forward to there for only a little under $3 a month. It's a bargain, so check that out.
Go to jayandjacktv.com for more information. And if you join our Facebook group, you people that are already following us, any problems or anything, if there's any problems down the road, all the information's on there right away.
Sweet. All right, so let's get into our Fringe recap.
All right, let's get the music going.
All right, here we go.
Fringe recap. Fringe recap. Fringe recap.
All right, it's Fringe recap time. Have a new episode of Fringe to get into. And this one is titled One Night in October.
Whoa.
So we started with a scary man asking another man about a pleasant memories. This man's brain is hooked up to some blue, frosty, smoothie liquid exchange.
It didn't make me want to have a Slurpee.
It was very Slurpee-like.
But
blue Slurpee's the best. Or blue Slushy's the best Slushy.
Yeah, I would probably agree. Well, I'm a fan of strawberry.
Really? Blue Slushy all the way.
Did the kid in the photo look like a young Joshua Jackson?
No.
Oh, I'm going duck, duck, quack, quack.
No.
Yeah.
No way is Charlie Conway. Not even close.
I didn't. I'm not saying it was, but it looked like a young Joshua Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I'm not feeling it.
He just had, he had the 99 jersey on.
No.
Which nobody should wear.
Uh huh.
If you're in adult hockey, youth hockey out there, no. You shouldn't wear that. No.
He wore his Mighty Ducks jersey when he played pickup hockey.
I get it, and I'm a big fan of Joshua Jackson, but nobody should be wearing 99.
He asks him about his memories until he freezes over.
Yeah,
which is kind of
brain freeze. Ooh, that's what happens when you eat ice cream too fast.
Yeah. This is an Orange Fringe title. So I guess we are in the Orange world or universe.
Yes.
And we start off going into. Harvard with Walter talking about shapeshifters and, of course, Walter on the other side and how he hates them. Seems to be a good starting point for every Walter episode.
Oh, he's also covering anything up that could have a reflection in it.
Exactly. He's covering up reflective surfaces, and Walter describes the Olivia Exchange and how the machine created the bridge. So he's talking about how they took Olivia, right, for 2 weeks and held her hostage, and the machine, had the machine to destroy the other side.
How she fooled him.
Yeah.
I'm going to call her...
With food.
I want to call... Instead of Folivia, can we call her Funlivia? She seems a lot more fun. What do you think? Funlivia?
Maybe. I don't know. Folivia is so ingrained now.
But I have Funlivia on all my notes.
Did you notice, though, no Peter? No Peter in that interaction.
No, but I did notice that Walter calls Lincoln Kennedy.
Yeah.
Well, they both have something in common.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, they're both president.
Yeah. Olivia arrives... And Astrid suggests that Olivia can get a hookup with Lincoln.
Well, she says, tries to tell Olivia, Lincoln, he's cute. He's a good-looking guy. And Olivia says, he's not even my type. And Astrid says, maybe your type doesn't exist.
Dang it, that's my next notes.
What happened there? What?
Yeah.
Well, it's not
do you want to see my next line? That's exactly my next line.
Wow. Well, I wrote that down, and I trumped you.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're a little off your game today.
No, I was getting you interrupted me is basically what happened.
He interrupted you.
It doesn't count.
Hey, you got to be aggressive in this game.
False start.
I'm from Erie, PA.
But yeah, so your type doesn't even exist. A nice little play there on Peter not existing somewhat. We then, Blue Fringe, which is going to describe the original Fringe, I guess, or the Blue Universe
Fringe.
Well,
that's why Olivia's kind of,
Is asked to help on Red Fringe's brain freezer case. Did you know so? 23 deaths. One of the lost numbers.
I saw that right away.
Old habits die hard.
Well, how can you not, after watching, how many episodes of Lost were there, 100 and whatever there were?
Yeah.
And you watch it 85 times each, the numbers kind of are drilled into your head.
Oh, of course.
You can't go through life without, you see number 23 on a football field, you go, one of the numbers.
Yeah. Broyles and Olivia head to the other side where Folivia waits. Folivia wants Olivia to bring John McLennan from her side to find out more about their serial killer. She mentions Colonel Broyles, so I guess their Broyles
is still alive.
Yeah. And after they have a bit of an exchange, Folivia kind of comments about, well, I went on your side and I found a lot about you.
Yeah, Funlivia takes a dig at Olivia.
I think Faux still works well because she's fun, but she's also kind of a jerk.
But she's a jerk only to uptight Olivia.
And we find out that both sides are still in charge of themselves, so there's not...
Yeah, there hasn't been that, no dictator's gone crazy yet. Wait, we haven't seen Walternate yet, have we?
No, we have not.
Is Walternate planning on taking over both worlds?
Don't know.
Could be a theory.
Could be. We then find out that Good John, we'll call him Good John, is a professor that studies serial killers.
Mm.
Olivia enlists him and sedates him. Red Lincoln greets Folivia as she wigs up.
Yeah, putting on Frank likes red. It's a good thing Frank likes red.
they hand off Good John to the Red Fringe. Brain Freeze John.
Is that what you're going to call him?
Yeah. Watches a little girl with her mother.
Yeah.
This is kind of a nice little play here because, oh, man.
I didn't.
Terrible mother, though. Who lets their kid go to the restroom?
Hold on a
second.
I wrote that down there. Who lets their young child go to a public restroom by themselves?
Tied.
Well, who does that? In a gas station? I'll just keep filling up the tank. Yeah, I know. Go run over. She's what, 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Maybe 9? Mm-hmm. She has to be young because she still likes to do the windows.
Yeah.
And, once you get to 10, the kids don't like to help out anymore.
It's
no longer fun to help out the parents.
We then cut to Walter's very nice hi-fi stereo system.
Yeah.
And he's listening to Mozart's Requiem. And Astrid is worried about Walter.
Well, you know why he's playing it loud.
Because he doesn't want to hear Peter.
Now, isn't it true that when he lifts the needle, we hear Peter's voice?
Did you? I didn't hear it.
I thought I
heard it.
Thought I heard Peter's, because someone said it.
Yeah?
I went back and listened. I swear I heard Peter. Because people are saying they heard it, and after that, I heard it. I could be wrong, but people are saying they heard it.
Okay.
After getting an email about saying that, I went and watched it again. I swear I heard it.
Really? I didn't hear it.
Maybe I just want to hear it, but I think I heard it.
I just heard a record skip kind of thing.
That's Peter.
But Mozart's Requiem is one of my favorite pieces. But
that's great.
It was very nice. Good John is looking at Brain Freeze's home and notices a few things. A chicken lamp. Says he's very smart at 220 IQ.
Well, you know.
And he finds out that he hunts during the day.
He's a big fan of dinner. Dinner is important to him. That's why he hunts during the
day. I don't think he's a big fan of dinner because he has something better than frozen steak.
Come on. Frozen steak? That's a big deal.
A little microwave.
Well, he hunts during the day. That's what, you know, so because dinner's important to him.
He goes into another room and notices his father's chair.
Yeah.
And
we said it was his favorite chair.
Yeah. And you think that Brain Freeze is going after the girl, but actually takes the mom.
I never thought he was going after the girl.
No?
I never thought it. Okay. I said they won't go that, because they're not going to show a little girl with her head drilled in.
True. It's too much.
I mean, not on regular TV.
Yeah.
Maybe cable.
Good John notices father's picture, thinks it's a joke, so he runs out and sees both Olivia's and the Ambered home, and he asks, "Where are we?"
He almost thought they were the same, but the Olivia wasn't smiling, so that's when he knew. And plus, Olivia had.
Well, I think in this episode you get a big clue too, because you see that in this one the stepfather was abusive,
right?
For Olivia, and Phil Olivia didn't have that experience, so and you even see Phil Olivia experiencing why that Olivia is not as maybe
fun.
Carefree,
right?
As the faux Olivia is. So,
well,
there's a nice bit of understanding.
Olivia had a rougher upbringing than, and
yeah,
it's completely like the two Johns. They had a different upbringing, as we'll find out later on.
Yeah, then we, I think it's commercial break after that. But then Olivia tells what's going on to the good John. John was abused by his father. Olivia aligns with him about this because she talks about her abusive stepfather. Then he starts to talk about Marjorie.
Yeah.
And she gave him love. Now he knows what life would have been without her. John wants to fix Brain Freeze.
But I said Olivia seems to be communicate better with people other than Olivia.
Why is that?
She just seems to be better. She just relates better to people. You relate better.
That's what I'm saying. She aligns better.
Yeah, because fun Livia. She's all. Yeah,
she doesn't really care.
She doesn't care. She's got a carefree attitude. And you know,
I wouldn't call her fun. She's not very fun.
I think she's fun. Let's call her for Olivia. Let's stay with the program here. But she's not as connected to people as Olivia.
And then John actually leaves.
Yeah.
Here. What? The old escaping from the bathroom
again,
routine?
FBI. I mean, I'm not an FBI agent, you know, but I think I would know, okay, this guy, I'm just going to guard, I would make sure this, go guard the bathroom window. I've watched enough TV
to know
that, hey, if there's another exit out there, don't let him go out there.
Yeah. Agreed.
And they both went out there and were talking to each other, I go, oh, John's taking off.
Yeah. We then get to meet Muscle Royals, is what I'm going to call him.
Yeah, he was chiseled.
Well, he was wearing a muscle shirt, so yeah. But the way he walked into, he was like,
doo, 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 doo. He was like a runway model.
he wants to fix a problem, and computer Astrid can't figure it out. Olivia thinks outside the box and finds a way, the picture of his father, and she remembers the license plate. It's a really random thing, you know.
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
I realized you weren't paying.
I was reading a note. What'd you say?
Nothing. good John walks in on Brain Freeze, John, working on the mom. And Red Fringe gets
farm. Wouldn't he have a stranger reaction to seeing himself?
He's a really smart guy.
But come on. Does he know there's an alternate world?
Yeah. The two Johns have a bit of an intellectual battle. The event at the fair is what changed or deviated between them. Good John wants to show him how to stop the pain. But Brain Freeze decides to knock him out instead.
With a can of corn it was a can of something.
It was a generic can. It didn't have any label on it.
You gotta watch out. When you're in a basement like that,
mm-hmm.
You got to watch out for the generic can of corn or something like that.
Olivia and Folivia are riding to the farm and talk about her stepfather.
Right.
And we find Olivia killed her stepfather.
Yeah, well, when did this happen?
Yeah, that's new. So it makes you even more depressing.
And Fun Livy goes, well, that's too bad.
So Brain Freeze prepares to extract memories of Marjorie. Fringe arrives at the home, but is abandoned.
Yeah.
Lincoln looks over the abandoned structure, finds Brain Freeze's lair.
They should bring that Lincoln over to the team. He's pretty well. Actually, both Lincolns are pretty good.
Yeah,
but the Lincoln on the
we just lost his partner, so Nebraska is a little. You think hesitant.
Nebraska's a little gun shy.
Yeah.
All right, maybe he can grow on us.
I think so. Okay. I think it's the whole point, or how they're writing it anyway.
Who's the better looking?
I think you gotta go with Red Lincoln.
Yeah.
OG Lincoln. That stands for Original Gangster.
I got it.
Brain Freeze sees Marjorie, but takes her away from Good John.
Right.
Fringe gets Bad John, but he kills himself.
Why'd he kill himself?
Because he couldn't live with the fact that he took Marjorie away.
No, I thought he couldn't live with the fact that he had killed all those people. He finally had feeling, didn't he? He finally felt something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realized that the one thing he wanted was to... I think that's what he was always looking for.
Sure.
I don't think anybody really wants to kill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a defect in him or something like that. I'm not mm-hmm. defending killers out there. I have no use for them. But, I mean, I know, just, I'm trying
when
to...
When would you have use for a killer?
Well, you never know. You never know. Send me a nasty email? No, I'm just kidding. But I think that he just felt, he finally was relieved. He was crying. He's like, this could have been, I could have had a different life, but I think he realized he killed all these people. Mm-hmm. Trying to feel something, and then once he felt it, he goes, "I'm done. I can't live with the fact I did that."
Yeah, yeah.
That's just what I got out of it. I could be wrong. So send your emails to thefringecast@gmail.com.
Professor lost his memory of what happened the past couple of weeks and of Marjorie, but he still remembers her lessons.
Lucky for the team.
Yeah,
because he would have been a serial killer.
Royals says people can put a mark on your soul that can't be erased.
All right.
A little bit of a clue there of Mr. Peter.
I think so.
Walter tries to go to sleep, but hears Peter talking to him. He puts on some Mozart, I believe, again, but he can still hear Peter saying, "Please help me,
Walter."
So a lot of lost parallels. I don't know if it was just us or not, but so you got 23, right?
Yep.
You also have, where are we? You also have Olivia killing her stepfather. Who else killed her stepfather?
That was her real father.
Kate killed her real father? Yeah. Still, killing your father.
Yeah, it happened.
And also had Please Help Me. Who else said Please Help Me and Lost?
And someone yelled My Son, too, didn't they?
No, it was Mr. Jacob. Well, we don't know if it was Jacob or Man in Black. Did we get that officially answered?
It's got to be Man in Black.
In the cabin. He's like, help me.
If I'm not, I'm so confused. That, I go back and forth with it. But that has to be Jake. That has to be Man in Black.
Yeah.
For the story to work and to make me happy, it has to be Man in Black.
But yeah, overall, another good episode.
Yeah, like I said, I watched it twice. I wasn't bored with it either time. Your mom even watched it, and she
episode
hates
so, so
like
nice. You watched it twice.
There you go. She even said, "Wow, this show's interesting." Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, you didn't see season one, where it's kind of gross." she wouldn't have watched. She wouldn't watch the gross parts. But,
yeah,
it was a great episode. I know a lot of people. Some people aren't happy with the way season four is going.
Who's not happy?
I've seen people.
Okay,
I've seen the tweets. And some people just aren't.
I hear things.
I hear things on the streets, but I'm glad I got with in this show, and I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
But like I said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right that he felt guilty for taking Marjorie away. But I think it was more that he felt guilty about killing the people.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I would agree with feeling guilty about the people. Feeling guilty about the people. That he killed.
People are people, so why did I kill them? I don't know.
All right, so let's get some listener feedback, Jack. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. We got some emails and phone calls getting into. We're going to start off with the emails, and I'll start off with that, too.
All right.
This one is titled Reactions to 402. Okay. Hey, I'm getting a little bit worried after the last episode. The nod in 402, how some things are imprinted on your life, like Peter is with Liv and Walter. And in this one, I like how they bring up the issue of can't save the boy and risk hurting Minnie theme. I hope this is the last one where they continue dancing around the whole Peter coming back issue. It's time. Bring him back in a bigger way, please, at least by season 4, episode 4 or 5. Just saying, I'm not emotionally invested in these Orange-verse characters. We had 3 years with the others. It was good.
The others.
But what I'm having trouble with is that these aren't the characters that we know and have grown to love over the past three and third seasons. Expect to throw us in this new verse with new versions of them and just fall in love with them. They did the same thing last year, and yes, it worked. But really, again? Yes, yeah, it's great Charlie married Bug Girl, but we don't know this Charlie or this Bug Girl. It just, I don't know, wasn't really right. The lack of investment in this version of the characters and what they're doing with the storyline, just, yeah, not really working. I miss the blue/red verse and our blue verse Peter and our blue verse Liv. I like the idea too much off of Dexter in the moment where he walks in and alts self the serial killer. So cheesy. You can do better at Fringe. I know you can. And what? Liv killed her stepfather here? Not shoot and miss? How did Peter have a play in that? The tulip field somehow. I hope it gets better. Can't wait for Peter to come back and show them what they're missing from the Blueverse and all we love from there. I really, really, really hope that this is in the sign of shows to come because I really want to get back to normal and keep this show awesome. And they just need to get back to what makes them awesome. So
the only problem, I guess they have to go somewhere to, stretch out the story.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's fine because they've changed it up every single season. So what's different about this season?
Well, you get used to a certain character in a certain way. Okay, you accept that, and then they change it. Okay, you accept it again. It's like, I see what she's saying.
But Fringe isn't the status quo.
I get it, but some people go, all right, enough. Stop moving my characters around.
Yeah,
I just want it the same. Like I said, I'm cool with it so far. I think they will bring Peter back soon. They're not going to drag this out.
Yeah, I don't
think
so
all
either.
Season. I think he'll be back probably maybe the fourth or fifth episode. I don't know. I'm spoiler free, so I don't know. But we'll see.
Okay.
But so far, I'm cool with it.
What do you got over there, Jack?
I got this one from Delia. Hey, Jay and Jack. Hey, Jay, thanks for being so great on that Lost podcast.
Thank you.
I just put that in there to make you happy. She didn't actually say that.
Okay.
All right. So I think you guys didn't quite get it. What's going on with Peter? It seems to me that in the timeline, Peter died in the lake or our universe while Walter was trying to save him. That explains the line, some people even die twice. This would mean that Walternet is even angrier with Walter because not only did he steal Peter, but Walternet might even blame him for his death. This explains why Walter and the universe are still at war even without Peter in the picture. Thanks for the podcast.
Cool.
What do you think?
I'm down.
Do you get it now?
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
We have a phone call that kind of relates to that as well.
All right.
This one's called the Frankenstein Theory.
Frankenstein. I wish I could do
Hey, guys. Love the show, and it's so great to have Fringe back. It's certainly helping fill the void by Lost Ending. Been a fan of yours since Lost Podcast, but only discovered your show late in Season 5, so I spent most of the Lost rewatch catching up on all of your old shows, too. Alas, I never got to share some of my crazy crackpot theories, which were pretty awesome, even if I do say so myself.
They were.
Listening to your new Fringe cast, though, I was inspired to come up with a theory, my freaky Frankenstein Fringe theory.
Frankenstein.
In neither here nor there, Walter mentions he's growing an ear. He also helped bring a bird back from the dead, but knowing this is Fringe, I've got a feeling these scenes were just thrown in there for the sake of it. I think the way Peter will return is that Walter will grow him a new body.
Wow.
Yes, it's crazy, but this is Fringe.
So wait, you're saying Walter will eventually realize that Peter did exist,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll grow a body for...
I already got a crackpot theory on this.
Peter to jump into.
You ready for mine?
Did I just say it?
Nope, you didn't.
Okay.
He's actually growing a body for his old friend William Bell.
So my theory...
Count it!
But my theory coming back that William Bell will return...
That was just crap, but this is legitimate.
What are you talking about? It's the same theory.
I'm guessing Walter may also need to use some weird science that he used in season 3 when he tried to resurrect Bell's consciousness to capture Peter's consciousness and transplant it into the body. Then using the same method he used with the bird, he'll bring Peter back to life. Yeah, okay, it's pretty out there, and to be honest, I doubt it'll happen, but had to come up with some theory.
I thought that was you saying
that's what he said. Love the show, Eric Christian Olsen's nipple. Leicester, United Kingdom.
I could see that. That does make sense, the whole bird growing an ear. But he grew an ear in season 1, wasn't he?
I believe so. We got a few emails about that.
Yeah, because we didn't. I forgot. I forget things, you know? It's like, you know, I don't remember a lot from season 1 because I kind of was like forcing myself to watch it. If I'm being honest.
Sure.
But, you know, kind of force.
All right, let's get some of those phone calls. Jack, what do you say?
I say we do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, Jay and Jack. I just watched last night's episode of Fringe, and sorry, I had another call. But I just watched last night's episode of Fringe, and I gotta say, it was very, Dexterific with the professor talking about his dark urges and his mentor that, you know, steered him into the light. And so the whole time I was just kind of laughing at that. Like, the writers must have really, like, been impressed by Dexter. And so they're going to write an episode following him. Anyway, other than that, it was a really cool episode. It's funny, like, how much stuff has changed with Peter not being there. Like, Broyles isn't dead now, which I like, because I thought his other character was pretty cool, too. And just, you know, the variations, like, apparently Olivia has killed her stepfather now, which may or may not be a good thing, since he was being really creepy and stalking her before. I don't know. I'm really ready for Peter to just come back, because it is really frustrating, because I thought Joshua Jackson did a really good job of carrying the show sometimes. Hopefully next week we'll see more of that. It looks like Walter's going to start remembering a little bit better. But anyway, guys, it's been great listening to the show. At first, I'll admit, I wasn't excited about a Fringe cast at all, but then I decided, well, I'm paying money for this, might as well rewatch it and get involved. And it's excellent so far. You guys are great. I can't wait to hear more. All right, take care.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Craig from Michigan. I just finished watching Fringe, and two things that I have for you. One, I wanted to know what you guys thought about Broyles actually being alive in the alternate universe in this timeline. I'm not really sure how that works, but yeah, some reasons he's alive, and I liked a bunch of other different references to the other timeline, especially near the end when Broyles was talking about how there are some things that can't be, they leave an imprint on your life and they can't be taken away. Also, just another little thing for kicks and giggles, I want to move to the alternate universe because gas is 99 cents. Anyway, talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Marty from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm also at CrateBlue on Twitter. I am actually calling in regards to the Fringe episode 1 from season 4, Neither Here Nor There. I just had a quick theory, I guess, on in regards to, I guess, the new shapeshifters. So I think it's a red herring in regards to them believing it's Walternet causing the new or creating new shapeshifters. I think that's just what they want us to believe. But if you remember from last season, Peter was working on the old shapeshifters by taking their devices out of their backs and going through them detail. You saw it for one episode, and then they just kind of went away from it. I am thinking maybe he is somehow creating these new shapeshifters. The only problem I have with that is that he's also killing people by creating them. So I don't know. It sounds interesting to me, but also maybe not too much like Peter. Maybe he has something against the new orange universe. I don't know. But that's just my thoughts. Nice. You guys have a great podcast. I started listening with the Lost podcast and now listening with the Fringe podcast. So talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Spencer from St. Louis calling in regards of the Fringe cast. So I have a feeling that season 4 is pretty much two alternate realities between the regular universe and the alternate universe. Basically, I believe the reasons why Peter doesn't exist is because September the Observer, who we've seen back in the season 2 episode Peter, did not actually save Peter. I do believe that Walter in our primary universe still found a means to cross universes. That all still happened. I believe he did go in the mission to save the other son. But what happened was the ice fell through on the lake there, and so September did not intervene to save Peter, probably just intervened to save Walter, allowed Walter to get back to his universe. So everything else would have pretty much happened the same way Fringe Division still would have started back in 08. But long story short, since the Observer did not intervene to save Peter and Walter, and maybe just Walter, that is the reason why Peter doesn't exist. So we'll probably see in the second episode the alternate universe and how that world is going around. All right. Thanks for starting up this podcast. Bye.
Guys, it's Bitter Daryl. I think I've called on every single one of your podcasts today, but I'm out of town for business on board. Just calling to let you know that Fallon and I have are expecting our first child. Actually, he's going to be born on November the 27th, so it's exciting. You'll have a new fan, and we will definitely make sure he watches Lost and listens to you guys. But we just wanted to let you know that, and you probably won't believe this, but we're actually going to call him Jack. We are naming him after you, Jack. No, we're not actually naming him after you, but we are naming him Jack. We're naming him after Jack from Lost. No, we're actually naming him after Jack of Lost, actually after Jack Sparrow. But Jack Harrison is going to be his name. So just letting you know, Harrison, for obvious reasons, that the Jane Jack family will be growing by one this coming November. All right, boys, take care. And again, thanks for everything that you guys do. Bye.
Well, congratulations, Daryl and Fallon. I'm going to stop. I'm going to just pretend that after he said me, the call ended.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Right, second he said Jack Sparrow, I'm like, this is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, that song with Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Awesome news.
But
we expect to see you and the baby first in line in our next year's panel.
That would be nice. That'd be nice. But I'm still gonna, like I said, Daryl, I'm gonna the call ended once you said it was named after me. In my mind, because who won Jack from Lost? Has anyone really named their kid Jack from Lost?
I don't know. Well, Jack's a very popular. I mean, it's a solid good name.
Yeah, it's solid. It's not. I don't think it's popular. I didn't know any Jacks in
what?
I knew no other Jacks in school.
Really?
All through grade school, junior high school. Would be middle school to you kids now, but I don't know. I don't know another Jack.
Hmm. Okay.
There wasn't one time when the teacher would go, Jack. I knew I was in trouble. I couldn't blame it on the other Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying. And Spencer, yeah, he kind of gave me a crackpot theory.
Uh-oh.
Should I just give it now since I have several of them?
I guess, sure.
Okay, so we know that Broyles is alive.
Uh-huh.
Everything's different. We know, we'll go into the other calls too. What if Peter was never taken from the alternate universe?
What?
And what if Peter is still alive? And the reason we haven't seen Walternet is because he's making sure that he remembered. Uh-huh. Let's just say he remembered when Observer said, it was what September said, he goes, they don't remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Walternet did. And maybe the reason we haven't seen him is because he remembers Peter. And he's not. That's why he's not going to expose Walter to that Peter.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say that's how we're going to find out. But Peter remembers that he was there somehow.
Okay.
I don't know. There's somehow the story, because it's kind of confusing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna say Peter is alive and well in the alternate universe, and Walter has him stashed somewhere, or just isn't exposing him to the team.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'd say that's legitimate.
And that was all from Spencer. When it clicked, I said, that's what's going on.
So do you have to give him credit for the theory now?
Okay, if it comes true, we share a point. We get a tie.
Well, so you get 0.5 then.
I only get a half a point?
Well, if you're sharing a point, you don't both get a point. You would get half a point.
I think that's a pretty great theory. I think we both should.
No, it's half a point. If you're going to share it.
Why are you so tight with the points?
Because it's called being fair, playing by the rules.
Playing by the rules. There's no rules.
In a knife fight?
No rules in a knife fight. I used that joke today.
Oh, yeah?
At the hockey clinic.
How'd that go for you?
Most people just looked at me because I was around. Well, the older guys laughed.
Mm-hmm.
The younger kids
mm-hmm.
looked at me and go, what a jerk.
Yeah.
So anyway. Then we have Marty, the new shapeshifters. Is Peter behind the new shapeshifters? We've seen him. He killed the other shapeshifters. Shapeshifters. I'll try and keep
this clean. I think it's Walter. We haven't seen him in a while, and that's what he's up to.
You still think it's Walternet?
Yeah.
That he's
they haven't shown him in a while. It's almost obvious.
Well, it could be my theory. Why expose himself to the other side? Because he doesn't want to give up Peter.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want Peter making a choice because he's already chosen once.
Yeah.
He chose Walter over Walternet.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see. And Craig, we have Broyles is alive in the alternate universe. How'd that affect things? How'd that happen?
We don't know. We honestly don't know. Obviously.
Did he still help Olivia escape, or did he not get caught?
Exactly. I mean, it could be a variable of things.
I was trying to see the reaction when she actually talked to him.
Uh-huh.
You know, they actually met. There wasn't really a lot of interaction with her. It's like, because you think in that case, because she saved his son.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
He helped her. You think there'd be more of a connection there?
I guess so.
If that actually happened. So maybe it didn't happen now. Maybe it's hard to tell with Olivia because she didn't have a lot of personality.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And I forgot.
Is Olivia your new lock?
No, I love Olivia.
Uh-huh.
She's no lock. She's great at what she does.
Okay, all right.
And gas was 99 cents. I forgot. I have that written down, but we forgot to talk about it. Did you notice
that? It's pretty awesome. No, I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice the gas was 99 cents?
No.
The first thing I did, I turned to my wife. I said, 99 cents.
What a bargain.
When was the last time gas was under a dollar? And then we had another call.
Yep.
Is that was the name?
No.
He had another call. I'm just kidding.
Oh, gotcha. That's his nickname you're giving him.
Well, he said, the only name I got was another call.
Okay.
So we're going to call him another call until he calls back and gives his correct name. Dexter-like. It was Dexter-like.
It was.
My theory on Dexter is that, well, I won't spoil him when I haven't seen it. But if you have seen it, I think I'm pretty spot on with that theory. Olivia kills her stepfather. Okay, if she killed her stepfather, what were the mm-hmm. circumstances? Because I'm thinking if you killed somebody, you can't get in the FBI. I think there'd be a background check and they'd be, oh, okay, let's see.
No, maybe it was like self-defense.
Well, that's what we need to find out.
I would assume it's self-defense. You can't just straight up kill somebody and get away with it.
I killed my stepfather.
She's not Dexter.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
So are we going to find out the circumstances behind that? Or is that just going to be one of those throwaway lines that we don't know?
No, we'll find out, I'm sure.
Well, when we find out? What do you think?
This season!
You think we'll find out this season?
Yeah.
What if we don't find out?
I'll give you a nickel.
A nickel.
I guarantee, I'm calling my shot right now, we will find out this season.
And you think it will be self-defense? Will she be older? Will she be younger? Will she be...
Listen, I'm calling it that she will die.
She will die?
No, that she will kill the stepfather.
Okay, but how is that?
That's my theory. You do little one out, like William Bell will return. You don't go into every single minute detail.
I did with the alternate hiding Peter. It's pretty intense.
No.
This show's getting good. the fun part is for Jay and I, since we just started, we could actually watch it and talk about it as it's current. It's fun to talk to people online and to be current with a show that you like. Instead of being behind, don't spoil me.
It's true.
It's just a lot more. And if anyone has message boards on Fringe,
uh-huh.
I've tried searching for some. All I can find is the one on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be other ones out there. If anyone has message boards and if could recommend some other podcast on Fringe, I'd love to.
Please do.
Send it to thefringecast@gmail.com.
All right. Are you ready for your crackpot theory?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, let's do it. All right. What do you got?
Okay, you know, we all assume Peter's going to return someday.
Sure.
And he's going to come walking back into the, you know, strutting stuff, come walking the thing.
I don't know if it's going to be like that.
Oh, he's going to strut his stuff.
Okay.
And he might even have a gun this time.
Uh-huh.
He might, have a gun because he's always without a gun. He's going to return. Olivia's going to remember him,
mm-hmm.
but not remember that they were in love.
Okay, why is that? Why do you say that?
I'm seeing something between her and Kennedy. Or Lincoln.
Lincoln.
And there's going to be...
Nebraska.
Yeah, there's going to be either one. So there's going to be something there, and
oh, so you're saying it could be either?
Could be either. I'm thinking right now it could be Nebraska.
Okay.
Well, no, Nebraska's the... who's the alternate one? The alternate one? The cooler looking one.
Red Lincoln.
Red Lincoln. So, because we know that Red Lincoln has a thing for Olivia.
Yes.
We know that. I mean, it's still obvious. Yeah. Uh-huh. That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a hookup there. And she's just not going to remember she was in love with him.
Okay.
Or maybe she gets pregnant by Lincoln.
Lincoln? Nebraska?
No, not Nebraska.
Oh, Red Lincoln.
Red Lincoln.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to say, that she's going to be pregnant with Red Lincoln's baby.
Uh-huh.
Peter comes back.
Mm-hmm.
She won't this might even happen later. She's just not going to remember. Peter's going to remember being in love with her.
Yeah.
But he's not going to remember... She's not going to remember being in love with him, and she's going to fall in love with Red Lincoln.
Okay.
And that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. So that's it for this episode. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Always.
All right, guys. That is our podcast, or Fringe podcast, for this Monday.
Were you going to say Lost?
No.
All right. I wouldn't blame you if you did.
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Again, it's
206-309-0311.
Call anytime with your Fringe questions, comments, and or theories. Also, send an email to thefringecast at
gmail.com.
Again, it's thefringecast at gmail.com.
Remember, it's thefringecast.
Check out the website for this show at janejacktv.com. Sign up for the plus fee to get these shows. We will only be posting two more free Fringe podcasts. So if you enjoy this show, sign up. It's only $3 a month. That's less than a cup of Joe at Starbucks. So,
is it really less than a cup of Joe?
I think so. They're like $4 there, aren't they?
Are they? I don't drink.
Like
I don't
that.
Drink.
It's
coffee.
Only once a month.
I don't drink coffee. I get like the strawberry.
And many other shows. Also, follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack, Crackpot Jack, and Luke Vank. Also, facebook.com/JayandJack. And yeah, I think that's about it.
All right.
So we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.